This is KCUR 89.3. This year, KCUR 89.3 is investigating the reasons behind the high number of homicides in our area. Today, we pivot to one section of our metro where a string of murders has ripped through a community. With the latest installment of our series, The Argument, KCUR's Andrea Tudhope takes us back to what many consider to be the killing that started it all, August 30th, 2016, in northeast Kansas City, Kansas.
Shante Barnett heard about the first homicide from her 15-year-old daughter, Brene Brown.
Mama, you hear about what happened? I said, no.
Brene was crying because her friend's mom was killed in her sleep in a drive-by shooting.
She got killed. That is so sad. And I'm like, yeah, baby, it is sad.
Barnett told her daughter to be careful.
Mama, we didn't do nothing, so why we got to be worried about it? It's just something in my heart told her, you know, just to watch out, to be safe.
The following Friday after school, Barnett dropped her daughter off at a cousin's house. Hardly an hour passed before shots rang out from the street. Brene was sitting on the porch. With a bullet to the back, Brene Brown was soon dead. The alleged shooter, the 15-year-old son of the woman killed just 3 days earlier.
I knew the boy was hurt. A few days later, for him to turn around and take her life, it was nonsense.
Michael Adams Jr. has been charged with first-degree murder in Brene's killing. He's in jail, awaiting to be tried as an adult. Even though her daughter's alleged killer was taken into custody quickly, Barnett doesn't exactly sleep easy at night.
I still don't know why it happened.
What she does know is that it didn't have anything to do with her daughter. Criminologist Ken Novak says when it comes to this kind of violence, at some point, it doesn't really matter why.
Retaliatory violence is fueled or motivated by a feeling that the individual needs to make a situation right.
Calling the police is a way to make a situation right, but he says where there is a lack of trust in the criminal justice system, there's a higher likelihood that an individual or group will take matters into their own hands.
This problem starts to build upon itself.
Police can't conduct adequate investigations if people don't trust them, and people don't trust them because of past inadequate investigations.
And it becomes this death spiral. You create this spiral of mistrust. It's difficult to combat that.
It's a cycle of violence that spins out of control as arguments and shootings begin to pile up, getting farther and farther away from the initial violence that started it all, a pattern that's proven true in KCK's Northeast neighborhood. A few months ago, Leandrew Vaughn was preparing to start his senior year at F.L. Schlegel High School. He'd been saving up his money for a new pair of shoes.
School was starting the following Monday.
That's his mom, Crystal Hayes.
I got the money. I'm going to the store to buy these shoes. I'll be back. Okay. See you later. Have fun. And he never comes home.
He never came home because he and his cousin were shot to death in their car.
I beat myself up every day thinking, what if I told him no? You can't go. That's crazy. You can't even send your kids to the store.
Hayes' sister was Natasha Hayes, the woman who was killed supposedly at the start of this string of murders. And now Crystal Hayes had lost her son and nephew, too.
It's been one child after another child. Not only are we losing these kids, but these kids are the ones who are allegedly doing the killing.
And it doesn't stop. 10 days later, a drive-by shooting takes another life. 15-year-old Brandon Brown, Brene's brother, the son of Shante Barnett, the woman we heard from at the beginning of this story.
He was shot just like his sister in the back one time. And I seen Brandon take his last breath. That was my only child that I had left.
Just to recap, that's 5 deaths by gun, 1 young mother and 4 teenagers. What I don't have time to share is their life stories. That Leandrew was preparing to go to Wichita State, and that his dog still waits by the door for him to come home. That Brene was getting ready to tutor freshmen, and that she was determined to take her little brother Brandon to homecoming. This string of violence has taken 5 lives in less than a year, and no one seems to have any answers. But Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree says one thing is clear.
One has affected the other, and that if we do not get ahead of this thing, more lives will be lost.
I asked the police how many tips they had received in these murders. 0. That infuriates Shante Barnett.
Whose child's going to be next? I lost both of my kids to senseless violence. I guess I'm the only one noticing our kids is out here shooting and killing each other.
There's one more thing. 2 rival groups have cropped up around these murders. Tasha Gang for Natasha Hayes and BBUX2 for Brene and Brandon Brown. self-proclaimed gangs, open about their affiliation on social media. This song was posted after Brandon's death by someone who goes by TayBBU on Facebook. KCK police confirmed to me that they consider these murders to be gang-related, but the families I spoke to, they don't get it. Here's Leandrew's mom, Crystal Hayes.
If you're so committed to getting justice for these people, tell what you know. Don't hold grudges against somebody else. Tell what you know.
In the meantime, everyone seems to agree. This violence isn't over. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.
For more in our series, The Argument, go to kcur.org.